Like to call this meeting to order. This is the Osage Minerals Council regular meeting. Today's date is Friday, August the 10th, 2018. I'd like to welcome all of our shareholders to us today. We're glad you're able to be here with us. And I want to ask Councilman Redcorn if he would give us a prayer today.
If I may, I want to just acknowledge we had a special meeting with eight of our last remaining full bloods, and it's an honor to serve on this council with one of the last remaining full bloods, is Mr. Mike Reddy. Appreciate it. They go and say, "Ah, they hi, and they tati, we tati, wakanta, wakanta, jinki." They go and say, "Ah, they olo tade, se, de kisto maya, nika she, de wa, wa li la la, lishkake." Let you tell us how and teach us how to take care of these gifts that you wani, the di, the anku, that you gave to us, this mineral estate, this weili joa maja, I might say, they'd say, "Ah, they," that we'll have riches and we'll have means and ways to take care of our children, our grandchildren. Lord, I just pray. I pray for all our kisto mai, these a kia topa, that se, de tila ita, ink se, de tak e, de kombra de. That we bless each and everyone here, the council people, their homes, their families. That they be blessed in this time of a lot of decisions to be made. They come and say, "Ah, they nika shinka, waja, nika shinka, de, nika jutsa, de, nika zani, nika jinka zani, de tak e, de kombra da." To give us all, our neighbors, our friends, other tribes, and anyone here that's associated with our business here in Osage County, I ask that you bless that. I ask these things, "Ia gache, na kakon kakip she, kombra, kakon," these things I ask in your name.
Amen.
Thank you, Councilman Redcorn. Could I ask if Councilman Yates could read the deceased Osage names?
Sure. Okay, list of deceased Osage Indians, July 2018. Jack L. Sanford, March 30th, 2018. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho?
Coeur d'Alene.
Thought that's what I said. George E. Gay, July 15th, 2018, Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Richard C. Taylor, February 19th, 2018, Syracuse, New York. John N. Washabaugh, July 21st, 2018, Skytook, Oklahoma. Edna N. Prather, May 21st, 2018, in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And finally, Rosalia L. McGreevy, June 27th, 2018, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is the chair report. And let me just highlight some of the things we've done. Is that Siri talking to you, Councilman Redcorn?
It was a recording, sorry. Chairperson.
I'm just going to run through seven or eight little items here that I wanted to advise everyone of. Per the request of the council, I sent a letter to Chief Standing Bearer on July 16th requesting a comprehensive inventory and accounting of head rights and restricted property which has been gifted, willed, or otherwise returned to the Osage Nation or when it was the Osage Tribe. Chief then made a request of the BIA and received information on August 3rd. There are three head rights which are deposited into the nation's account for use as to education. There is also a head right that has been deposited into an IIM account that at this time we're going to have to look to see how it was willed back to see where it belongs. But obviously the ONC would believe that we have an interest in that. And the chief will be here to talk to us. He did say that he's on a very tight schedule today, so when he gets here, I said that I would move him up in the agenda just to kind of go over what his thoughts are. Number two, I did submit a request for an opinion from the AG as to Councilman Rivard's potential conflict of interest. The opinion has been released. It has been filed as a slip opinion, and it did list what Councilman Rivard could do to remedy, I believe, any conflict that may exist. On July 20th, that was released last Friday. On July 27th, I, along with Councilman Rivard, Councilwoman Gray, and Councilwoman Foreman, traveled to Washington, D.C. for a meeting with our attorney, Jeff Rasmussen, from Fredericks, Peebles, and Morgan. We went to attend for the meeting that our council was having with the Solicitor General's office. Our attorney was given about an hour to explain our position, and he fielded questions from the federal reps that were there. We won't know the answer until they file with the Supreme Court. So we were able to give our position, and Enel had been in there, what we believe, probably right before us, based upon their questioning. They were able to give their side. Again, we won't know what the solicitor decides to do until they file with Supreme Court. After the meeting with the Solicitor General's office, we met with Vincent DeVito, counsel to the Secretary on Energy Policy. We shared all of the difficulties that we're having here in the Osage, particularly the fact that permits take 120 days, but in the state of Oklahoma, you can get it in a week. We also talked about categorical exclusion for the American burying beetle. We got a lot of commitment from Mr. DeVito that he would work with us. He also indicated that it's the administration's desire that drilling be streamlined, and that perhaps those policies just had not filtered down to the local level. He assured us he would work with us to make sure that our production was once again streamlined. Just a side note to that is I have prepared a letter as a follow-up to his office. We also met with the Bureau of Indian Affairs staff. We had a brief conversation with Acting Director LeCount. We also spoke with his staffers in his office. We went over the same information we discussed with Mr. DeVito. Again, we were assured the BIA would work with us to help get production back underway. At the same time, I also invited both Mr. DeVito and Mr. LeCount and their staffs to come to the reservation to come and see us and be on our grounds and talk to us about some of these issues. I am optimistic that they will travel here to hear from us. On August 7th, the majority of the council members attended the Department of Interior's tribal consultation in Oklahoma City. I did get up and give testimony. I asked specifically how the reorganization would benefit the Osage. If you're not aware, the Department of Interior is seeking to have a reorganization in which they would add another level. Most of the tribes, I would say I didn't hear any tribes that were in favor of it of those who testified, unless council remembers something different. It was unanimous of the those who got up and gave testimony that this was yet another level of bureaucracy. It may be good for the DOI, but it's certainly not good for tribes. It just means a whole other layer we would have to go through. What they're saying is that they would create a two-year position that would rotate between each of the programs within the Department of Interior. So at one point, the Bureau of Land Management director would be over all regions, and then everything would flow up to that person, and they would be a final decision. Again, that's just creating another level for us. We will be filing a written response, a written comment to their DOI reorganization. The council will discuss that and decide what our position will be, but I think just from informal discussion, we're probably going to say it's another level of bureaucracy that we would disagree with. The invoices for Fredericks, Peebles, and Morgan are extraordinarily high. For 8 months of work, it's astonishing how much we've been billed for them. And I looked through those to see if that was all Supreme Court work. It was not. I have forwarded those invoices to the AG's office for review to make sure that they are legitimate before we pay it. This was done because we need to be good stewards of the shareholders' money. The AG's office said that they would answer any questions of Councilman Rivard on his on the opinion that they gave, but they're also going to, I believe, make a an adjustment to it and put some means for how Councilman Rivard might be able to remedy whatever conflicts he may have. That's the chair's report. Before we get to the committee reports, I did mention just a few minutes ago that Chief is on a tight schedule today, and I asked him to, if he could come over, that I would move him up in the agenda. And if council members will bear with us, we'd like to hear from the chief, and then we can let him get back to the 50,000 things he needs to do today.
This morning.
And just before we get to that, if you look on the agenda, in the, under executive number 7, head rights held by the Osage Nation, Chief is going to talk to us about that right now, but we will have further discussion in executive about those. Chief Danny Bear.
Thank you, Chair McFarland and members of the Osage Business Council. It's an honor to be here, and I'm very impressed that we all are on your busy schedule and everything that you're accomplishing in such a short period of time. A lot of energy, very focused, and you know, as head right holders, we thank you very much. I have been asked to follow up, not an executive session, with some of the information we received. This came from a request to the BIA, the Office of Special Trustee, on the status of the funds held by the BIA, which might be involved in the headlines. And then, so we had something from the BIA, Robin Phillips, in July, maybe 24th or so. And then just a few days ago, or 9 days ago, it's dated August 1st, so I got a little after that, is a letter from Janelle Perry. And as you know, she is our fiduciary trust officer of the Office of Special Trustee, Osage Agency. Now, the only thing I'm not going to cover is the amounts, because that's what you're going to hear in the executive session. And in her letter is the accounting attached to it, and we forward that over to you, Mr. Burton. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
I've had a moment to look at it, yes.
Okay. So basically what we have is the education account. May I sit down?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Like that pain that just overwhelms you. Be going hard, Chief. Be careful.
That's what it is.
There's two of them.
Too bad.
If you can do it, come out of surgery and come right back in. That's why you had to redo it. You didn't stay home and rest. Like I asked. I got cadavers.
You
may.
Thank you. So, what we have here is from the Office of Special Trustee, some accounting, and that's attached to the letter.
It's being copied for everyone right now.
Okay. Now, when you see it, there's not a lot of different accounts. What she has provided, especially the big one we're talking about here, that Blackboard one of you will too. It's a kind of running total. So there's just one, I call it a big account, and it ends with the number 7753. And that is when I called Janelle and get some more details on there, she said that is head rights, head right interests that were assigned to Osage Tribal Council prior to 2006, okay? Now, those statements go to the Osage Nation Department of Treasury over here to the accounting department. But the money is on hold. The BIA has had a hold on it for several years, so it's accumulated interest. and more money in it. And it's on hold because they need to know what to do with it. And let me just read out of here. We are awaiting instructions, she said, for distribution of funds contained in account at the end 7753 due to potential competing interests for the funds. This account contains headright interests purchased by the tribe prior to passing to the 2006 Osage Constitution. In order to complete this task, we will need a memorandum from the superintendent of the IA, Osage Agency. The superintendent may require a legal opinion from the Office of the Field Solicitor, Tulsa Field Office. Okay, so then she goes on to say, we discussed this, we're still trying to figure it out. And then when I called her, I said, well, what are you talking about? What would be the interest? She goes, well, it is the Osage Nation, it is the Osage People's Council, and even headwriters, okay, shareholders. And I said, well, and again, this is not official. She was just talking, you know, her view, that they need some guidance from the Osage Nation. And as I digested this information, a letter of 2017, and my conversation, I'm thinking what, and again, it's, I'm just my thinking, we need the Minerals Council to study this account, understand, and the Osage Nation to study it together. Figure what was the source. Was it the purchase? I don't know if y'all remember, but before the 1784 amendment to the 1906 Act, there was a 78 Act. It did a lot of good things for us. The 78 Act, from there on, only your lineal heirs of Osage blood could inherit from him, like, if you leave a life estate or something. So, they did a lot of things. But maybe four, according to the solicitor, some amendments to it complicated how you obtain headrights. So they used to have options over here, and then the council would have an opportunity to apply the purchase. So that needs to be determined. How was it acquired? And was it, or did someone donate it? Was it donated? Was it for a specific purpose? Was it for the general government? So far as I know, none of that works in that. So we have to look at, I think, we have to look at that. And then we need an official action from the Minerals Council and the Osage Nation Congress. And with that guidance, I believe OST and the Interior Department will have a lot more confidence of what to do with this money. Now that's my thoughts. And now switching over to the other funds real quick, which are not familiar with this region. Those are the spent by Osage Nation, I've been told. These are some of these scholarships from the Rural Lot and Hope, an account of the President of the City 3264. And that is just part of the normal process. And as she mentions, another one, Education 3264. I didn't bring my attachments.
Chief, I think that those, the way I understood it, and I called Janelle but have not been able to, she was gone when I called over there. Those were specifically left for the purpose of education.
Yes.
And they did come with parameters that we've recognized. And I'm getting ready to pass out. This is confidential information coming to the council members. It's not to be shared. This is what you would be getting in your executive session portion of your book.
Thank you.
But the that I agree, and I spoke to Chief earlier that I do think that our attorney needs to work with the Attorney General and see if we can get an idea of how this money came to the tribe, what parameters were on it, and then if they could work together, the council would then submit a request to Congress to specifically designate the money per the law. Does anybody have any questions of Chief? He does have some things he needs to do, so I told him we'd be quick with him.
What we're working on is our budgets.
Oh. Well, we want you to work on ours. Just close your eyes and sign it.
Yeah, you submitted yours and all the other departments as well. People have been to the appropriations committee of Congress and been told to go back and reduce that amount. But I wanted you all to take a look at the papers.
It's going to be, you can see the quarterly reports, and the most recent should be on top. Once you get past those education funds, the most recent should be on top.
It is.
Okay.
Use your bracket.
So.
And then you can see the amount later on to the larger number. Which is what's the biggest part of it? So there we are.
Any questions of Chief?
I don't have any.
Or anything else the nation that I know?
We have him in front of us. You guys asking me anything you want to now? Oh, Councilwoman Gray?
Well, first of all, thank you for being here. Good to see you up and around, and to have you here and have this type of exchange is positive. I know only for us as we were able to work through some of these issues. So I really, it's just a thank you.
Thank you.
And we just got it, so I don't have any questions. Chair.
Anybody else? Councilman Waller.
We can save a lot of time for our attorney here. This is the May last overlay on these numbers here. They do have a federal pass through with them. The others, there's the pet rides in which we purchased, and I think it was the 27th council, which predates us. And the next one is we have some inherited ones, and then I think there's some more that are left in limbo over next of kin. And those are the ones that we have secured with the same legislation. That's all I have, Chief.
Okay. No further questions. Councilwoman Foreman?
What money was used to purchase the head rights? Was it Chevron Marketing that purchased them?
That's correct. So let's just make them a deal. We'll take everything for $2,006.
I'm not ready to make a deal. I just want to
know how. Oh, I am. I'm not going to have to wait on finding out. I know.
There's no way in a deal that we have to do it right.
It is done right.
Any, Chief?
I haven't seen that accounting. It says shareable revenue. Mr. Waller, are you talking about the money that's allowed to be withheld from the head rights like we do now, which is $1 million now? Is it? It was what we call the MAP fund, C395.
Yeah.
Do we really know? The question I would have. If it is a nice thing to tell, is that part of the head right distribution? No, it's not. It's held out like the gross production tax debt.
It's operational money.
And it's operational money. So that's the kind of thinking that everyone needs to go through. Was it meant for distribution to the head right owners to sell? Okay. This money is all checks. Was it operational? Then does that change your thinking? I don't have an answer for you. I was just wondering about the source of funding. Is that where it was?
Councilman Waller is indicating that there may be more than the funds they've told us about.
What I was looking at also is that these were done by United States Congress, so Councilman Foreman has to know that. That's already been through federal legislation. Those are protected under the OJ. The ones in which the nation is using is derived from head right money, but if we had the C395 S510, S510 is, I believe, what we purchased that out of. That's back when they had a lot of money. The next question comes up is these ones that are out there in limbo. The federal government, OST, and whoever, the Treasury Department, is worried about the tracking, because if they disperse it, it goes right into disbursement accounts. It has no identification of its route. And basically, it would go back into head right.
Councilwoman,
I just have a comment. I, you know, have gone through getting all the amounts of all these accounts, and I think this is another example of why we need to have our attorney and work with the AG's office, so you know we can write those appropriate letters that come from you and both, in order to get that full accounting. I mean, this has always been an issue with us, and I just want to make that comment that I believe that once they get to working together and we can find out what that full accounting of all those different accounts that we have, because they're, you know, they're, and also they're always late.
Right.
So,
yeah. Chief.
Well, I recall 4 years ago, they brought over something and had those accounts that the treasurer signs and all the signs and everything. And we got to these IIM, BIA showed up in the OC. And they were talking about, here's the new numbers, and they were consolidating some accounts into different numbers. And those records are treasury and the BIOST. But this is all you remind me of what you used to call this chief fund. And I don't know if his chief fund was combined into this 7753 or not. And if it's not, then where is it? How come it wasn't accounted for here? And these street funds, what Mr. Waller referred to, at the end of the day, there was no errors to be found. And at one time, the minerals council, when the tribal council came in and purchased going with the option over there at the county courthouse. And then, you know, that was all the way through the 80s, I believe, the early 80s. So I don't know. I mean, we used to call it the SQ fund. I can't remember the number. But I don't know if that was combined in there or not.
I think that's something the attorneys in the AG's office can look at and see. I think that if I can get a motion from council to assign that task to our attorney.
I'll make the motion.
We got a motion from Councilman Waller, second from Councilwoman Gray. All in favor?
Yes, ma'am.
Signify by aye.
Aye.
Oh, we didn't do roll call? Okay. All right. We're going to do roll call and then we'll hold that.
Make a motion, we do roll call. Councilwoman
here.
Councilwoman
Gray.
Here.
Sheriff Harlan.
Here.
Councilman Redcorn.
Here.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Here.
Councilman Rebhart?
Present.
Councilman Waller?
Here.
Councilman Yates?
Present.
Okay, now all in favor of Councilman Waller's motion, signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
We have one opposed and everyone else was an aye. So we'll assign that to Attorney Burtman to work with the AG's office. Councilman Redigal.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just had a comment. Over the years, you know, people outside of the tribe, a friend of my sister's, she passed away. She had a board of the head right. She was full blood Cherokee. And I told Melissa Curry, she was a superintendent, and I said, she's not Osage. I said, what happens to it? And I just want to let you all know that she's not Osage. The fourth head rod is in limbo, you know. So either I give it to her, that's the last part. That's a good example.
Chief?
Now, it's our understanding, and again, I think there's a case that's been reported now, David Proctor and some others are in the county, that anything prior to 1978 went off to anything after that was handled differently. So, as you're going further and further into this, there's been work done ahead of this, but I think you're on the right path, starting here with this redesign. Find out the termination was here at the Osage OST for Osage Nation and this council and by others. And then as you get further into this, you really will need not only your attorney, but you will need the Osage treasury, which we will make available for you to get the statements for this. So that will be available for you. And then you can get into your account. I don't know if Mr. Burton knew about that lawsuit, that was awesome. But I don't know what we're doing. So I'm just here on this 7753 and these are.
Thank you. Councilman Waller, do you have a comment?
Yes, while we're going through this, I think that what's going to happen is that we've got to identify the non-Osage head rights that are out. And that case actually demanded that return of that information to them. But then the federal government doesn't have to deliver it to that group. But they do have to deliver it to this group in this group. And that's what I think our attorney will have. You've got to break it down. We've got to know how much it is. And we also get to know who goes.
Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. To add to that, what Mr. Waller, Councilman Waller just said, I think there's not two, but three classes, persons that are not Osage that have head rights, persons that are Osage and have head rights, and then persons that are Osage but do not own head rights.
There's four. There's also, excuse me, gentlemen.
So that's the flavor of my nay vote. I think we should explore that in these accounts first as a quote independent agency and see if those decisions are what are the benefit of the Osage head right holders. So just to interject in Mr. Waller's discussion, I think there might be another class that we need to look at. And not just two, Osage and non-Osage, but Osage with head rights and Osage who don't have head rights. How does all that fit into the picture for how we dispense these funds? Just a question I have. One of the clarify.
Councilman Wall.
That is, the fourth element is a non-human capacity corporation, religious,
sure.
And business.
Mm-hmm. And just to be clear, all we're doing at this point is just investigating what's there. And everything else would have to come back to council and obviously over to Congress before any, we'd have to have a law that backed us up and I think there's going to have to be some discussion with the other branch, the branches of government. Chief.
Yeah, you know, the superintendent, I noticed this letter here when I sent it to you, didn't have you on there, CC. So I'll call Ms. Perry. Call it to you both to make sure they change that. So anything sent to me, you'll also go to you.
Yeah, I don't even know who did it. CC to.
It went to Robin.
Okay, sure. Anything further? Okay, Chief. Thanks a bunch for coming out. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jason, don't let him trip going back.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for your patience, council members, in letting us step out of order. We'll discuss that further in executive should we find it necessary. As you know, the information is confidential. It is stamped confidential. It's to be treated, the handout is to be treated as though it was given to you during executive. Let's move on now to the committee reports. Let's start with budget committee. Councilwoman Gray.
Thank you. For the past probably, I don't know, 40, 50 days, we've been trying to get a handle of what monies we handled, what the appropriation, we submitted that, as you heard from the chief. And then we're trying to budget the last 2 months and see what monies that we have and some expenditures that we need. And so we had a meeting August 3rd, and Susan Foreman and Everett Waller, our council people members, Susan Foreman, Everett Waller, Marcia Harlan, and Myra Redigal was in attendance as well. And so we had that last Thursday, and we had invited from the nation Pam Jester, who is, she's basically have been assigned to do the accounting for the OMC. We also had Lacey Reynolds with our staff and Bill Hinn. And so we knew that we had some line items that, well, that was a good exercise. We found out things that we had in there, some line items as opposed to where we were in deficit and some. So it was time to move that money around to fit the needs to get us through for the next 2 months. And so that is in the form of a resolution. We worked it out in committee. We have realigned those, and we pulled the resolution and read it in. Some other items had came in through the budget committee, one of which was the out of IT media committee.
We can wait to read that till we get down to new business. It's
oh,
on there for
you. You
want to
do all those in? Okay.
Yeah, but just giving
right.
Your reports now.
We've got it right.
Okay.
Okay, so the other part of the report was we're going to submit the budget modification. We have a resolution for Buffalo Data. We had an IT meeting, and that went into the budget committee as well. We have a couple things that we need to take care of out of today's meeting that we had at 9 a.m. this morning. We also, is Mr. Renfro on the agenda, on the big agenda?
Yes,
okay.
And under new business.
Yeah, and so we sent his contract over, and then we can get something back on that. And Mr. Renfro is in the audience today, and that's over that $50,000 of our remodel for the foyer and our new office space. And then the other action item was a letter to Eddie Streeter, Chairwoman, you were in charge of that one, and I believe we got a copy of a letter for that. I think we've covered the status of the willed head rights. We recommended for the chair to invite the OMC and meet with the attorney for next steps. I think we just took care of that as well. The orphan well budget, I received that from Mr. Lynn, and so our committee did. And so we haven't had a chance to go over that, but I think we're going to try to move that for next week. We were successful in getting that grant, and working with Candy Thomas of the grants department, and they have that wrong bill.
That
is over contract.
That is who it is, yeah.
Okay, well, with the nation, and so they have worked on that. The other thing that we did is the staff worked with Board Book It. That way we don't have these big booklets, and we also passed out of there the purchasing of our, we did talk to Mark Kirk. Mark Kirk had advised why we're being choked out on the internet, and this is our computers and our phone system. So we did have one item for us to upgrade and get the laptops and so we have the Board Book It. We have then the AV that we have on here for audio visual that we need a sound engineer. As you all know, that it's a little difficult to hear in here. And so we're bringing you, the recommendation was to have a sound engineer come in and look at how we can do some baffling to bring the noise level down, noise counseling, not completely, because of the air filtration system here. So we got a lot done. It was a long meeting, but we got things done. And then we will come out with a resolution on Board Book It and also on our Wi-Fi. Mark Kirk with the, he's the director over communications and IT over at for the nation. And made, it was a great meeting. He came out with several recommendations for us. And they also did an analysis of what our hard lines are here. And so our system was probably 10 to 12 years old, but it still has the capacity to do what we need. And in the future, we'll revisit that if we need to rewire here. Also, we passed the out of committee the purchase of our computers. We're running on computers that are from 1998 2005, and in order to have all these upgrades, we'll be able to run more efficiently. And so that was out of the budget committee, and so we're prepared at under new business to go through our list of resolutions.
Councilman Rebar, you had a question?
Yes, thank you, Chair. You had mentioned maybe having this issue of plug-in and roofing wells for next week. I'll be in Houston at 8, and I'm the chair of that committee, so I suggest that we wait, postpone it until I can return from Houston.
That would be fine. Mr. Lynn?
Yes.
That, all he did was submit the budget, and we won't take any action on that until we need to review the numbers, so we'll do that. I'm good with that.
I think in some respects, Councilman Reefhard's committee needs to review that budget before you forward it over to the budget committee. You need to make sure it has the certain line items.
I've received a copy of it, but I haven't had a chance to digest it.
Yeah. When we were in the budget committee and also on the IP, that was that all that information would go through the committee, but I agree it needs to go back over there for, I believe, Mr. Lynn, you and Ms. Thomas reviewed that budget, right?
Yes.
Okay. So can you make sure that copy gets to Mr. Rebar, Councilman Rebar?
Sure.
Councilman Redcorn?
If I may, we chatted with our plugging committee about the grant, and Bill and I, we worked together to submit the orphan well. And we're happy. At least that's kind of what we talked about. And we thought Mr. Rebar can go ahead and make whatever communications he sees fit with the budget committee to get it all through. But that's the last I remember. Is that how you said, Mr. Rebar? That you have the ball, you can communicate?
Okay. But I would like to review the budget.
Okay.
I just received that.
We don't need to meet as a budget. We're happy with and it kind of cleans up with just the conversation between
you. Sure.
Right. Mr. Lynn?
Since that's a federal grant, the budget has to be identical to the budget that we submitted in the grant. And so what we've done is just cut down the numbers to fit that small amount that we awarded.
I don't think anybody's looking to make changes. We're attempting to send it through all of the appropriate committees, though. But it would be appropriate to be referred from Councilman Rebar's committee to Councilwoman Gray's committee. So if we could just follow the procedure on that, start with Councilman Rebar, you refer it then to Councilwoman Gray's budget committee, and budget members will take it up there. Very well. Thank you, ma'am. Any other questions?
No.
Hearing none, let's move on to election committee. Hasn't met, has it?
Well, we kind of met in budget about it.
Okay.
And all it is that we just made sure that all the bills were paid. And can you give us an update on that, Lacey? We discussed it. That was part of that reallocation of our bid modification that we have exhausted. All the bills are paid.
All bills are paid. And
yeah.
The rest of the money was taken out of election.
Yeah, we've moved that money
right
around. So really, until that committee, we obviously we're just trying to hold on until the last 2 months, and then we can revisit that in the next fiscal year of how we're going to do that. And of course, we're not going to have election for a couple years, but it would be nice to work on the procedures of the election.
Okay, Councilman Yates?
On the election committee, could you maybe look into when and how we need to destroy the ballots from the last election? That seemed to be an issue on our last election, was the ballots
okay
showed up. I believe it was 120 days after the election.
That would be in December?
Yes. Yeah, so
okay.
That's what
so,
I
I'll, thank you. I'll hold a meeting probably in September or October to address that. And we can start making a process of how we'll handle that.
Okay.
We're good.
Nothing further. We'll move on to liaison committee. Has that committee met?
Well, we don't have anything to meet on yet. Well, a lot of things that we're waiting on is to have our strategic plan, which is in a couple weeks from now. And out of that is really some of the committee functions that we'll discuss how we want those to use and really maximize that information we'll gather out of that meeting in order to be making those decisions on for future.
Councilman Hicks?
I noticed that there's only one member on the liaison committee.
We needed to add Susan is on that committee as well.
We're adding Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
And then I also sit on as the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Ad hoc
over here. So that being the case, we'll come back to that one after the strategic planning and see what comes out of our strategic planning, where we go from there. IT and media, I know you touched on that. That's a big committee everybody's involved in.
Okay.
But if you just give us
in
a nutshell.
I can give you a summary of it. Give me 1 second to change screens here. A lot that we talked about was we had Mr. Kirk come over and give us, and I already reported on the needs that we have. One of the things that was recommended is until we get this sound engineering done and get the baffling noise canceling, I know it's very difficult for some of our elderly shareholders to hear. We're going to be working on trying to get some headphones so when you're in here you'll be able, I'm not looking at you guys like you're old, I'm sorry. But we do sometimes have some elders in here that, and that would be helpful to them. One of the things is that we do, I think I already covered the Wi-Fi, that it's going to be, right now we've got one bid in, we're looking for a couple other. We covered the sound engineer. We covered the board booklet. A lot of this stuff went over to the budget committee and it passed. Dawn Haney came in and she advised of what we currently have here, and possibly some of those lines over there are still usable. But we are got bids out, Mr. Lynn, on some electricians that are, and that is over in procurement office right now. So we have a lot of stuff that's over in procurement, like our sound engineer, our electrician, some of our AV equipment. We did get our laptop quotes and all that stuff. That's ready to go. So we've been pretty busy on that one. Also, we had a presentation by Mr. Jeff Cooper with, Mark Cooper with Buffalo Data. He gave us a great overview of what he's been working on. We will have some action come out of that for IHS data, and also a no-cost extension of his contract so he can continue to monitor and run the rest of that contract money out. The other thing is, I think we, in our meeting this morning, we did handle, Mr. Lynn was tasked to receive the cost associated with scanning 10 years worth of documents that he could take that big data in and put in there. And what we found out is that has been written into the budget for the orphan well grant. So that is going to be covered in there. Mm-hmm. Just to wrap up, those are all that, we've got a lot of stuff in play right now. And so I know that we do got our phones. And we'll be working on our, I do have one thing I need to, I guess it's a new business. We do have some selection of, I'm gonna pass this around while you do, and then when we get to it, you guys can just say, well, we like, I'll number these and hand these around. So while we're listening in our meeting, we do got like our business cards. A lot of people are wanting our own logo. I know we're using for, historically, we've used the Sylvia Sage Nation, but so that's still in discussion. We did cover some out of when we get time today under new business. We do have our Facebook. We're working. Amy is working. Where's Amy? Facebook. She's working on a page that we will be launching, and also the things that we are needing on our website. such as a calendar, our newsletter, the link from our Osage Minerals, but we're going to need to get approval for you from this, from the council, so it'll allow her to do that. We'll have that resolution. And if we don't do it this meeting, we'll recommend we'll do it on the 15th. So I guess in a nutshell, that's about it. And once we approve this, Amy can get that ordered. We've got our new phone numbers and our information on there, and then we'll be able to have business cards.
Great. And we're going to choose. We're going to choose off of those samples you're sending.
Yeah, these are for right now, and then we'll be working with either the graphics. I think it's over in the chief's office. That's who we use under our indirect costs to look at possibly a new logo. But if anyone doesn't want one, then we'll just keep with these. It's just, it'll be open for discussion.
Okay. In policy and procedures, we have not met since our last action. I anticipate that there's going to be some things that come from some other committees that we may need to meet on in the future. So I'm going to go on over to Councilman Red Eagle for a report on scholarship. And this is a good report, I know.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I met on August 2nd, Councilman Yates, Councilman Lady Foreman were there, and myself. We chose two were reinstated and two were new. So we decided on that, and I'll report on that.
Four scholarships. Yeah, so that's four Osage scholarships we were able to give for just the semester, is that correct?
For the fall semester, 2018.
Fall semester. So thank you to the committee for making that selection and referring that to full council for approval, I guess. Yeah, okay. So next is well plugging. Councilman Rebar.
The well plugging committee met one time, I believe it was August 3rd. The primary discussion was about the grant that we just spoke about, the $176,000 grant for the Orchard Wells. One of the biggest issues that we have is we don't have an accurate, up-to-date list of our Orchard Wells. The list that was provided by the superintendent is over a year old, contains errors, and also we don't have access to any well records. So there's not much we can do on any orphaned wells until the superintendent lets us have access to our well records.
Councilman Rebard, I did was asked to attend a meeting with the superintendent the Thursday that we were here for committee. And Councilwoman Foreman and Councilwoman Gray joined me. And, you know, I asked Mr. Winlock about the number of orphaned wells and those that are just out there. I want to say, just off the top of my head without having my notes here, he said it was something like 16,000?
1,600.
Yeah, and I said, do you have a list? He said, oh, we have an Excel. So I asked, could they get that to us? So I can follow up in writing just to remind them they said they would. Okay, yes, Councilman Yates?
Question, I'm on the well plug-in committee, and I know we haven't had time for a council meeting, but I would like to remind the chair of that committee that we have three emergency well plugins that have not been taken care of, and that's part of that well plug-in, so those need to be addressed. I don't know how much of an emergency are, but again, I think some of the questions that we need to address in there is do we have a responsible party? And I have a question on that. And then also, you know, is it an imminent danger to health or environment? So
it is. It's here's actual saltwater seeping in on the ground as we speak. And we don't have access to well records. We don't have a vehicle to go out and look at it. We don't have any money to plug it.
Councilman Reddy, go first.
Thank you, Chair. In that meeting, I talked to Paul later on too about it. He's going to Houston on the 14th, and he recommended, or he said, told me that he's going to take that Bannon Willis, Wolfram Willis down there, to the people in Houston, all these producers of the United States and everywhere in the world, I guess. He's going to show them this Bannon Willis. I think it was a good idea. But, they can look at it. Maybe they want to come to Osage County. Drill it.
Councilman Redcorn.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. And Mr. Lynn had some comments. We did discuss the three emergency wells at that time. And I wanted to reiterate another conversation Mr. Rebar talked about was exploring leasing options with the Wolfram Wellness. So a lot of activity in that one short day, but there's some really important things. Number one, we got the funding. We want to get that executed. Mr. Lynn has, with the direction of our chair, has communicated with Candy Thomas, and that's on its way, I understand. It's so a lot going on. But to answer the short question, yeah, we did. If I may, Mr. Lynn, I can't recall quite what we responded to those three emergency wells. What was your comments that day?
The most important thing is to identify if there is, like Mr. Yates mentioned, a responsible party. We know there is an active operator on two leases, so that we're seeking to get the actual leases that are holding those and find out what the actual leases say. And another one of these is just on non-operated property. But at the end of this, it's about a mile and a half of road off the county road to get back into it.
If I may, Chair. Again.
Yes.
Another comment I had was it appeared these three leases were closed by the Bureau. So our question was, why did it end up on the Orphan Well list? If it went through the gamut for plugging and closure, then they should be the responsible entity to deal with those three wells. If they make it to the Orphan Well, there's issues before it closes the lease. So that question came up. So I think we need some feedback from the Bureau as why these are being shifted over to us. That's my question. I'm willing to deal with it, but to me, if they closed it, they plugged it, and the lease is closed, then it shouldn't hit our list. They should be the one dealing with it.
And the chair's happy to facilitate any letter that Orphan Well wants me to submit over if you just put it to me in writing what you're asking me to do. And Councilman Rebar, just to let you know, the letter to Regional Director Streeter and the proposal is on today's agenda. I don't know if anybody's had an opportunity to look at it. We may pass it to Wednesday, but it is on, and we'll be asking for that money to help you guys out on your deal, so we can get you the money. So that being the case, 1906 Act, we haven't met. Councilman Waller.
Just the update is we have been now sent, everyone received it, the CFRs that was reviewed from Washington that we had no consultation into it after we had last seen it in the neighborhood. Luckily, that's one good thing about going to the meeting up on the city. We got to talk to all the folks. There's no changes. They're going to come back to us and request the changes that are necessary that we are looking at to better accountability and things of that nature. But the CFR you used yesterday is the one you're going to use tomorrow until that change happens. And until that point, I thought we got to get a chance. And I asked for any kind of red line version or anything that might have been discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, Councilwoman Gray.
I have a question. Did you say that we will be getting a copy of the CFR? I mean,
you already did in an email.
Wait, from who? I didn't get it.
Well, we got a little problem in our matter.
You may.
You know, we moved my office. I have no capability of getting into my laptop or anything. I don't even have a station to work at. If otherwise, I can pull up more emails. I'm getting, the phone's just got too many of them. I'll have Lacey go in there, pick it up, and we'll send it back out to you. And there was nothing in there other than it was on the Federal Register. I didn't see any changes, but I have not been able to sit down and go,
red line version.
Yeah. If Mason, if you could just work with Councilman Waller to get that sent out to council members again, I think as many eyes that have an opportunity to look at
That's
it.
Correct.
Maybe we could figure out what it was they did. Councilwoman Foreman?
I have a question for Councilman Waller. Was that the notice of the Federal Register on July 31st?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that did not include a set of CFRs.
Yeah, it has an attachment to it that you go into. That there is one of them with it that actually has it. Sometimes you can't even get to it because the file's too big. And I haven't had access to it. And this is another good question, is that I have been out weeks now over this moving of the office. We have not yet got my other news site set up so I can get at least better ample information. And now with this gentleman in the room, I can't guarantee the first place you're going, it's going to go redo those offices. So that with that, I'll figure something out, even if I have to go somewhere else in Boris.
Was that not the Paper Reduction Act that they sent through? Was that what y'all were talking about?
Yes, sir.
Well, that wasn't really new CFR. That was
no,
just
no finance.
Oh, there was an attachment there.
Let's see if my phone's going to last enough.
Let's just get that circulated and then we can chat about it via email. But I like that that's what came out in 1906. Councilman Rebar?
Yes, thank you, Chair. While we were in Washington, we had requested that the Department of the Interior and the Bureau of Indian Affairs provide us something in writing, as your letter is addressing, so that the to allow us to have some input, possibly rewrite our own CFRs for their approval. So the fact that they may have come out with a revision that could be just maybe a starting point for us to start working on our own with regard to the CFRs. We've been told that we can write our own CFRs.
We've been encouraged to heavily participate by writing, yeah. So we will, we're going to take that up in just a little bit even further, but let's move on. Signatories doesn't require a report. Natural gas, Councilwoman Foreman, I know you've had a couple of meetings. Just in a nutshell, can you tell us?
We have had two meetings, and Michael, as chair, is to get our arms around the huge losses that we experience daily on our natural gas. So we put together the information that we need from wellhead through gathering systems to reconcile what's produced with what's sold. And today, in new business and the executive session, we will address those requests. We have a resolution to request more information. And the goal, of course, is to recoup, but to start getting that out.
Very well. Business development, Councilwoman Gray.
That's another one that once we go to a strategic plan, and we'll be able to discuss what direction we want to do out of there. So probably it'll be September, October before we have a meeting on that. It's just like trying to get the internal things straightened out before we launch.
Okay. And then legislative, I know that you haven't had an opportunity to meet Councilman Redcorn, but you are getting, hopefully, comments from all the council members?
Yes, Chair. I requested scopes, got a lot of good comments, a lot of Foreman, Mr. Yates, Mr. Gray. I sent mine. Had some commentary from you. Possibly, as Mr. Yates says, it might be a replication of effort we need to consider. You know, I mean, with considering what Ms. Foreman came up with, she's expanding the role of it, which was, I believe, was initiated in the second council. I did chat with Mr. Crum, sent those comments to you. So she's, looking at maybe broader things for the legislative. So, and then I think maybe a liaison might be a better committee to handle the legislator plus all the extras with some of these other things, not just Congress. It was originally designed to hit Congress, our Osage Nation Congress, with concerns, comments, etc. And now I'm starting to see it expand, and then Mr. Yates called, commented, hey, we got the liaison committee too. So anyway, some things I think we need to make some decisions on. I don't want to replicate effort. And then I want to make sure we set our goals, and then we're going to go after what we want to do in those efforts. So.
We can, on the policies and procedures, hear from you about how you want that description, and we can change it in our policies and procedures to be described how you okay. Fellas see that happening. Okay. Councilman Yates?
Yeah. You know, I was addressing the issue that there's seems to be some overlap and all that, and being on the last liaison committee, I knew how it was designed and what it was set up to do. And legislative, I was, you know, it was first come out as oil and gas, and that's why I was interested in it. I wanted to see, make sure we weren't too many extra layers upon the operator that they're already having to fight through. With all that said, I would like to get back on the liaison committee. I'm only on, well, I'm on four, I guess, committees, but, well, one of them signatories, and that's really not a committee. So if I would, is there a procedure to
add my name? No, you just tell us.
All right, I'd like to be on the liaison committee.
Could you add Councilman Yates to the liaison committee? Also, Councilwoman Foreman's on there, right?
Correct.
Thanks, yes.
Okay. Cool. That brings us to the end of the committee reports. Does everybody want to take a break real quick? See some folks getting antsy, so let's take about a quick 5 minutes, and then we'll come back in.